Here's the Team Europe head coach, Ralph Kruger.
The chairman of the board. Come on now.
And from Winnipeg.
Good afternoon.
From Winnipeg. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Yeah, enjoying the process here.
Okay, so I know that this is a surprise to some people, but is there any surprise to you that Team Europe is into the championship final?
Well, surprise would be the wrong word, because we've just had such a small picture in our process since coming together on September 1, and I think that what we believed in is that we could upset people in the process and that we had a shot at this. Now that we're actually standing here where there's only two teams left in the tournament is, it's a magical opportunity and it's a wonderful experience for everybody. But surprise is not a feeling that we
have. Did you expect to be here, Ralph?
We planned to be here.
Okay.
I have my return flight to Southampton booked on October 3rd. So, it's definitely, it's been in our language all the time. Yes, that's for sure.
Good for you.
Ralph, with your extensive background in professional hockey in Europe and in North America, but the last 3 years have been around what we describe as soccer players. You call them now football players. You've been changed. Has there anything come out of your football world that has said I have to treat players differently?
Well, you never know exactly where you end up making adjustments as a leader, because it's a never-ending growth process that I'm in. And for sure, my experiences of being a chairman and now returning to the bench have changed my philosophy on the processes with the players. And it's a very, very experienced and very humble group that we have here together. So it's been easy, but I couldn't exactly give you the details or why or how I'm doing things. I'm a very instinctual leader, and I try to give the team what it needs in the situation it's in. And those have continually changed over the last month. But my opportunity to step away from the bench and now come back to it has certainly strengthened this intense process where everything is magnified and going at warp speed. So it's been helpful for sure.
So, how much video and blackboard stuff have you done with this club?
So we're all about quality, and I'm definitely careful on the quantity, because I understand the mental pressure and the mental stress of a tournament process like this. And we're taking our sixth day off today since September 1. So we've been very careful in managing the energy. Our team is average age is over 30. And where it comes to video or it comes to X and O's, we've had a very simple concept. We've stuck with it. The players have bought into it. They've been, participating in the communication. But I think if you ask the players, they certainly haven't been overcoached here.
Ralph, now just to be clear, your return flight's October 3rd, and that wasn't one of five reservations you made?
No. You can go into the reservation system of...
Okay, that's not so easy to do anymore. But anyway, we'll take your word at it that way. It's Peter. I keep meaning Peter Chiarelli was on this show, and after they beat you in the two pre-tournament games, and he was the one guy, and he wasn't just being diplomatic. He was saying, no, the second game, they started doing some things. They didn't have a full practice. He was giving all the things that obviously shed some light about the difficulties you had those first two games where it didn't go so well. When did you, what happened? Is there a moment that turned it right? Was it a practice? Was it a guy? I love the way the guys were chatting with each other during the game, trying to work things out themselves. When did you get a good feel after that weekend that didn't go so well?
Well, the adversity of that process was outstanding. I mean, you always wish for that before a tournament starts, but you cannot fabricate it, And to be down 9-1 after four periods, in those exhibition games, it was a shock for us all. And I think that's when you see the character of your team is when you how you react to that, whether you grow or fall apart. And I think that's where we could sense the maturity of the group and the understanding that all that mattered were the scores in the tournament. And it's one thing to talk about things and it's another thing to do them. But what was amazing was we clarified our system. We clarified what needed to be done with and without the puck in the next two games. We kept it really simple and on message, and the players completely bought in, and we had the success against Sweden just prior to the tournament, which gave us a lot of confidence going into the U.S. game. So you know, you couldn't have scripted it better from a coaching standpoint, that's for sure.
It is Hockey Central at noon. We're chatting with Team Europe head coach Ralph Kruger into the championship final, best of three against Team Canada, Darren Millard, along with John Shannon and Gord Stellick. Curious, when was the last competitive game or game that you coached prior to showing up with Team Europe?
Well, that would have been the last game with Edmonton in the lockout season. Mm-hmm. So 2013 in April would be the last time I was actually behind a bench, joined Canada for the Sochi experience and was close to the coaches, but far from the bench. So it was, it's been a while. It took a little bit of a warm up, and Paul Maurice and Brad Shaw have been absolutely outstanding, world-class in supporting me and bringing me back into the process. But I felt like home pretty quick, I have to tell you.
Okay, so I was going to ask you about the Sochi experience. As you were their European pre-scout in many ways. You were their stealth guy telling them about what the European teams were all about. Now you have to give us a scouting report on Canada. Can you keep it down to about 7 pages of notes and tell us what you have to do tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's holes that we're going to try and find, force, create. But, you know, I quite clearly can't speak about them. It's going to take magic for us. It's going to take an absolute A game to punch holes in this strong, strong Canadian team. And I know that, I know the team, I know the roster, I know their systems and tactics inside and out. And we will look for that opportunity. We're here to make this final exciting. We're here to make it a tough go for Canada, and we believe in our chance. So it's but the tactical process is definitely locked in our room, and the people watching tomorrow will hopefully see some nuances that give us a chance.
Now, okay, I know first things first, you've got Team Europe. I know you're busy on the football sense, October 3rd to head back there. Particularly with this kind of success, what about returning to the NHL as a coach in some way, shape, or form, a Mike Babcock-type contract down the road or something? I mean, what would it take, do you think, down the road? Is there a niggling thing that there's one more kick at it for Ralph Kruger somewhere?
That's definitely not in the plans at the moment. I love my leadership challenge in Southampton. I'm grateful for the club for giving me this space to come back in the hockey world, but I'm all consumed with what we're doing there, and still have building to do. I'm a builder kind of leader and like to finish what I'm doing, but I would never say never to that opportunity somewhere in the future. But in the near future, I'm all in Southampton, and we're going to continue to work on being Canada's favorite team in the Premier League.
I don't know you're doing a good job there.
They beat West Ham yesterday, right?
3-0. Yeah, that was good. It actually ended 15 minutes before our game, so I could watch the whole game before the Sweden game. So I had a back-to-back yesterday, which was kind of cool.
So that you were watching the football game before?
Yeah, the whole thing.
So in other words, don't go in the coach's office. He's busy right now.
if Ralph,
anybody that's been in coaches' rooms knows that the last 2 hours before a game are painfully long, so they went quick yesterday.
Ralph Kruger's with us, head coach of Team Europe. If the odds that you so eloquently pointed out were 33-1 before the tournament started, what should they be going into the championship final against Canada?
That's a good question. We actually got them raised to 50-1 by being so bad against North America, just so you know. But
you're working the line? Are you playing with the line there?
No, definitely not. I just heard about that from somebody. But it's I'm not a better in that respect. We're getting this picture really, really small, and of course we're going into the games believing we have an opportunity here, and of course we're going to fight for our chance. And you know, I'm going to bet on is that this group is going to give its all, that this group is going to learn and grow even more than they have. That's one of our mottos, is to keep getting better. And we're expecting to do that against Canada tomorrow. And I'm expecting a tight one goal game, and let's find ourselves on the top end of that. But the odds makers and what the bookies would think, I can't tell you. I just have a lot of confidence in this team right now and its potential.
You can tell that you work for a club that there's a bookmaker outside the stadium as opposed to playing. Yeah. We're coaching in the National Hockey
what do you
League
mean,
now.
Outside, inside. Oh, yeah, okay.
So, you're very good at not talking and bringing out individual discussions about players. Yesterday, they tried to ask you about Kopitar, they tried to ask you about Chara. You made sure that it was all about team first. But you have to be thrilled that Jaro Halak has done what he's done in goal for you and provided that consistency between the pipes.
Well, we knew we wouldn't have a chance without a world-class performance, and Jaro's been the best goaltender here in the tournament, and I think that that's certainly something that gives us a shot every single day. And he worked so hard this summer off that injury, 6 months without a game, and came in day one with an unbelievable hunger and focus. And that energy is really, he's been a leader, and everybody's wanted to play hard for him. And you know what Jaroslav Halak's doing here is proving to the world what he's capable of. And you know, I am so happy for him because he really worked for it this summer.
The art of you're a guy that's, you notice the disproportionate minutes, that you really assess the game. Leon Draisaitl hardly got any minutes in one game and then comes back, gets a hat trick in another game, for example. I know they were pre-tournament games. But how do you, is it a collective thing? How do you figure out early on who's going, who's not, and adjust accordingly?
That's always been something that I've instinctually loved to do, is to feel the moment and to understand who's on and off. And the players saw from day one that would be rewarded and or ice time would be reduced. And you take the Marian Gaborik example, where he began actually on our fourth line and fighting for a spot to moving himself right into a top two unit on our first power play. It didn't matter the age or the past. It was what you're doing now, and we'll continue to do that tomorrow. We're going to go with the guys that are going. If we have to reduce, we will. And if we can hold the line like we did against Sweden, where everybody shows up and does their job, that, you know, that would be much better for us. But it's instinctual, and you need to really, really be aware. Again, having the support of Brad Shaw and Paul Maurice has been really helpful in assessing that performance minute to minute.
Does that mean Kopitar versus Crosby?
You know what? We don't have the matchup, and it looked like Babs loved his matchups from last game. He had Taves up against Kopitar, so we'll see which way he goes. It's his control tomorrow, and we get the control back in game two. So I have a feeling he's going to stick with his matchups from the last game.
If it's Babs today, what do you call him tomorrow?
all I know is we compete on our water ski courses at different places in the world and compare notes all the time, and as long as I stay ahead of him there, I'll be happy.
Before we let you go, we know that you will compete as hard as you can, and you will motivate your players as much as you can, but is this a success already?
It is certainly a success. I mean, when you come into a tournament where nobody really could assess the potential of the group, and when you leave the big four nations in Europe and the Americans behind you, and also the kids who spanked you so hard, it's certainly a huge accomplishment for this team. But again, I want to underline the fact that there's no satisfaction right now. Nobody's let go. It's been something that I've really found excellent about this group, from the U.S. win right through. It's back to work. It's back to what can we do to improve? How can we take on our next challenge? And that's where the experience of the team and the 8 Stanley Cup rings help us to keep properly within the tournament. And I think it's when it's all over, we'll have time to assess and enjoy. But at the moment, it's still hard work and battle and compete and all of those things that we want to keep in the forefront.
We really appreciate your time. Congratulations. It's been a unique journey for you from Manitoba all around the world and now Team Europe. And we've enjoyed this conversation. Best of luck. Thank you,
Ralph. Thanks for the time, guys. And enjoy the final series.